In DC, it's not always easy to save. But with Unlimited Welcome from Verizon, saving on your phone bill's never been easier, even if you're on a single line. For a limited time, single lines start at just $50 a month when you bring your own phone, with autopay plus taxes and fees. That's a savings of $15 a month. And when you switch now, you can save on the things you love, like Netflix and Max, all on the most awarded 5G network. Now that's savings all of DC can agree on. There's never been a better time to switch to the network America relies on. But this offer won't last long. Visit your local Verizon store to switch and save big today. $180 BYOD promo credit and $360 local promo credit applied over 36 months for new customers with one new line with your own 4G or 5G phone on unlimited welcome plan required. Additional terms apply. Auto pay and paper-free billing required. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. $10 a month for each My Plan perk. Additional terms and conditions apply per perk.
This program is designed to provide general information with regards to the subject matters covered. This information is given with the understanding that neither the hosts, guests, sponsors, or station are engaged in rendering any specific and personal medical, financial, legal, counseling, professional service, or any advice. You should seek the services of competent professionals before applying or trying any suggested ideas.
Beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. And we have good in abundance today for you, overflowing. Your cup runneth over with good. And here, your humble host, Barry Shore, thank you for tuning in to The Joy of Living. And you've done it consciously and conscientiously because you know that on this show, we speak about the three fundamentals of life. And these three fundamentals of life are going to enable you to become the best you possible. And when that happens, you will be healthier and wealthier. And as Jack Canfield, co-author of Chicken Soup for the Soul, told me, who doesn't want that, Barry? Healthier and wealthier? I'm in. And so are 361,718 people around the world joining you, all wanting to live the best life possible. We do that by learning and utilizing and leveraging the three fundamentals of life. These three fundamentals of life are, number one, life has purpose. Your life has purpose. And when you lead a purpose-driven life, you can go mad. Now, in this case, MAD is a wonderful acronym that stands for make a difference. You lead a purpose-driven life, you make a difference in life. Your thoughts, your words, and your deeds are all aligned in goodness. You make a difference. And the third fundamental is to unlock the power and the secrets of everyday words and terms. Everyday words and terms. Simple example. Right now, this show, The Joy of Living, with your humble host, Barry Shore, is being carried worldwide over this amazing process called the internet. If you ask anybody, what does WWW stand for? Invariably, people tell you, well, it stands for the internet, right? And factually speaking, they're correct. But in our world, the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, WWW stands for, drum roll, fanfare, da-da, da-da. What a wonderful world. And what is a word, right? W-H-A-T-A. What a wonderful world. And of course, a big tip of the hat and a thank you to Louis Armstrong, Satchmo, for enabling that amazing song to go viral and not just touch tens or hundreds of millions of people, but billions of people around the planet and enabling them to feel the power of song. Whenever you even hear the opening bars of that great song, what do? Right away? You can't help it. You smile. Now, smile is one of the most important words you can ever integrate, utilize, and leverage in your life because smile stands for seeing miracles in life every day. Seeing miracles in life every day. Now, invariably, when I'm speaking to people and just before COVID, I spoke to a group of over 5,000 people. And people right now are even on the internet raising their hands and saying, Barry Shore, Barry Shore. I've been up for hours where I haven't seen any miracles. And I asked them, are you here? Can you hear? Can you see? Can you walk? Can you talk? Do you have water, drink, food to eat, place to sleep, family, friends? Every single one of those is a miracle. What's a simple proof? Simple proof. 1 million+ people didn't get out of bed this morning. You know why? They died. You didn't. By definition, if you're watching this, you're listening to it, you're here. If you're here, you're living. You're living. You have an obligation to live exuberantly, live life to the full. And you do that by utilizing the three fundamentals. Life has purpose. You can go mad, make a difference with every thought, word, and deed, and uncover the power of secrets of everyday words and terms. Now, we have we're up to 300, almost 65,000 people around the world. We have about 320,000 people every week that tune in, and thank you so much. And I mentioned to you, if you know everything you want to learn about our guest today, and there's lots to learn, don't throw anything down, don't remember anything, just lean in and let everything flow over you and through you. Just go to www.whatawonderfulworld.barryshore.com, and everything will be there about our amazing guest, because you want to learn more. He is here to serve you. Remember, this show is all about you. Nothing to do with me. It's Y-O-U. That's what the show is for. But I got to tell you, I'm speaking to a group of 5,000 people, and I mentioned the story of Barry Shore about smile and why I use it, seeing miracles in life every day. Imagine the following, standing up in the morning, hale and hearty, able to leave tall buildings in a single bound, and that evening be in the hospital completely, totally paralyzed. And it's not for an automobile accident. It's not a spinal injury. A rare disease took over my body and rendered me completely, totally paralyzed, quadriplegic. I was in hospital 144 days. I was in a hospital bed in my own home for 2 years. I couldn't turn over by myself. I was in a wheelchair for 4 years. See my hand up. I have hands, thank God. It may not be yours, but I have hands, thank God. 4 years in a wheelchair. I had braces on both my legs, my hips, to my ankles. And that was progress. Thank God today I'm able to be vertical and ambulatory with the help of a 7-foot walking wand made for me by a Zen master. I still can't walk up a stair by myself. I can't walk up a curb by myself. And I have help 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. But you hear my voice, positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. Why? Because I've learned to see miracles in life every day. I got to tell you a quick story. My 8-year-old niece comes over to me a few weeks ago. And she says, Uncle Barry, can we spell smile, S-M-I-E-L? And I thought about it. Smile, why not? Sounds the same. I asked her, how come? She says, because then it would stand for seeing miracles in everyday life. Out of the mouth of babes. Isn't that wonderful? What was she doing? She was creating the kind of world that she wants to live in. Now, CREATE is a wonderful acronym that stands for causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. Rethinking. Thank God you have a brain. You have 100+ billion brain cells and over 150 trillion synapses connecting them all. They're there for more than deciding what kind of latte you want this morning. The ability to use neuro-linguistic programming, you are in charge. When you learn the 6 most important words you'll ever hear in your life, and you use these every single day, then you can do that. You can reprogram, rethink, and therefore live the great life. Choice, not chance, determines your destiny. Choice, not chance, determines your destiny. The 6 most important words you'll ever hear. Now, before we bring on our guest, I want to warn you in advance that your humble host, Barry Shore, I do use a lot of four-letter words. I even use the four-letter F-U word, and I do it because it's fun and the shock value. But the four-letter words that we use, because we live in the world of positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, are life, live, love, hope, grow, free, gift, play, pray. 4-letter words, and the 4-letter F-U word is fun. Fun, F-U, capital N, capital N. But Barry Shore, fun's only spelled with 3 letters. Not in our world, the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. Fun is spelled F-U, capital N, capital N. So after the show, when you see your family and friends, you have a twinkle in your eye, a smile on your face, remember that stands for, point your finger, say F-U, everybody. Remember to add right away, capital N, capital N. Say, where'd you get that? Say, I listened to The Joy of Living with Barry Shore. And he's teaching the world to say, everybody say, F you, capital N, capital N. So let's do this. What I'd like everybody to do from now forward, for the rest of your life, is to utilize the two most powerful words in the English language, and you will therefore change you and everybody around you. And these two words are, drum roll, fanfare, da-da, da-da. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank stands for to harmonize and network kindness. To harmonize and network kindness. The Dalai Lama has been quoted as saying, I read in his writings, be kind whenever possible. And it's always possible, he says. Imagine going into the coffee shops. Remember, we can do that again. And you order your fancy latte for $5.50. You go and you sit down. Somebody brings it to you. You say, thank you. Imagine you go in the coffee shop. You order a fancy latte for $5.50 and sit down. A few minutes go by. Nobody brings it to you. You go to the counter and say, oh, I'm sorry. We forgot. We're so busy. We'll bring it to you. A few more minutes go by and somebody brings it to you. You say, thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop and it's raining out. Somebody holds the door open for you. You say, thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop and it's raining out. Somebody slams the door on you. You say, thank you. You get up in the middle of the night, you stub your toe and it hurts. You say, thank you. To harmonize and network kindness. Kind stands for keep inspiring noble deeds. I can't think of anybody I'd rather have today to inspire us with noble deeds than this wonderful, dynamic, fabulous person named Jordan Montgomery. Jordan, are you here and able to say hello to 367,821 people around the world?
I am here and I am thankful and I'm grateful to be with you. This is an absolute joy. I've been looking forward to this for a long time. Hello to all of you listening, all 367,000 of you. This is a gift. It's an opportunity. And Barry, I'm excited to get better with you, to learn with you, and to grow with each one of you that's listening.
Woo-wee. Jordan, when was the last time somebody said F you to you and you laughed?
You know, it's been a while. And I loved how you unpacked that, Barry. That was very unique and different. But I'm going to use that moving forward.
Well, I urge you to do that, please. By the way, I want to point out something that I just saw because I'm looking at Jordan and this beaming face, bright smile with great white teeth. And he has a wonderful, loving wife and children. He is the essence for me of the person who brings forth goodness into the world. But I want to share with you, Jordan. You ready? Your name is Jordan Montgomery, right?
That's
Take
right.
The first two letters of your name and the last letter of your name, and it spells the word joy. Jordan is a transformer in life. See, he lives the understanding, what we call T2 when it comes to business. T2 stands for it's both transactional and transformational. Jordan is a transformer. He enables people to become the best possible being. So I'm going to do something uncharacteristic for me, Jordan. I'm going to speak less and listen more. We want to hear from Jordan and what it is that you do from your place in the middle of the United States of America. Now, be aware, we have a worldwide audience, a lot of people from India and China, throughout Europe and Africa and Latin America. They don't understand that Iowa is the heart of America. What is it you do from the heart of America, Jordan?
Well, I appreciate that question. And let me again say thank you, Barry, for having me on your show. This is so fun to be with so many wonderful people who care about being more joyful and getting better and growing. From the heart of America, in the great state of Iowa, my wife and I run a full-scale coaching and consulting business where we empower people to think bigger about what's possible. One of our life mantras, but also a mantra in our business, Barry, is don't think outside the box, blow it up. And we're blowing up the box for a bunch of people that we're so fortunate to work with, salespeople, leaders, athletes, business executives, and everyday ordinary people that want to think bigger about the future. So we are fortunate that we get to do that work. I get to lead a team of coaches. I coach myself at individual coaching and group coaching with professionals all over the world. And it's a bunch of fun. So thank you for the question.
So let's go to that very point you just mentioned. Blow up the box. Because everybody understands that a box is, by definition, a container. Now, oftentimes, a box is beneficial. You can open up and there's surprises in there. But if you blow up the box, what are you doing? You're enabling you as a human being to use your most powerful, positive, pleasant essence, which is your mind, right? Let's talk about mindset, Jordan. What is it that makes Jordan Montgomery unique and special and able to enable others to blow up the box?
Well, I believe, Barry, that our life is always moving in the direction of our strongest thoughts. What comes into your mind comes out in your life. And you can't have a positive life and a negative mind. I was reminded of that recently by a guy named Craig Rochelle. You cannot have a positive life and a negative mind. And I think about your story and the circumstances that you've been through. And you made and continue to make an intentional choice. I love what you said about choice and chance. You made an intentional choice to fill your mind with the right stuff. And as such, your life has been moving in a positive direction. So everything starts with the mind, right? I believe in life, all things happen twice. It happens first in the mind and then in reality. You know, and we must work at our mindset. It's a muscle, right? And it takes repetition and it takes focus and it takes intentionality. And we have so many negative thoughts, right? All of us, we have 85,000 thoughts per day. 80% of those 85,000 thoughts are negative. That's a lot of negativity. So we need people like you. We need people in this world reminding us of the good. It's a fight. It's a battle. The greatest battle that we will ever face happens right between our ears. The greatest battle that you will ever face, that our listeners will ever face, is in their own mind. And if we have 85,000 thoughts a day and 80% of them are negative, then it's incumbent upon us, if we want to live a positive and joyful life, to train our mind so that our life can move in a positive direction.
Outstanding. Let's talk about the numbers you just used. So let's use the number 85,000. That means that 20% of the 85,000 are positive. So let's focus on the positive. That's 17,000 positive thoughts that are yours to use, to lever in the world. The very famous person, his name is Archimedes. If you never heard of him, look him up. Archimedes lived in a place called Syracuse in ancient Greece Empire. And he was the one who understood the idea of specific gravity and displacement. And when he thought of it, he yelled, "Eureka!" And he ran through the streets of Syracuse naked. He didn't care because he found a formula that works. So let's use what you just said, wonderful Jordan, and think big. First of all, big stands for believe in giving. Giving is the biggest muscle that you can ever utilize, right, Jordan? So let's take these 17,000 thoughts. I was with somebody recently who said, whenever I turn on the news, it's always negative. So what did I answer them, Jordan? Don't turn on the news.
Ah!
Wait a minute. But she said to me, it happened to be a she. Wait a minute. I said, yeah, choice, not chance, determines your destiny. So let's say diminished, instead of 85,000, brought it down to 42,000. But we still have 17,000 that are applied. We're going to keep those no matter what. So we're going to win this battle because we are destined to win as long as you're using the greatest muscle you ever said. You are Schwarzenegger, Jordan. I can see it in your head. You are just beaming forth. And that's the genius of what Jordan does. He is a cog. He's a channel of goodness. Let's talk about self-talk a little bit more, because we know that it is the most potent, powerful, positive, pleasant talk that we'll ever hear when we're able to nurture it. So talk to us about nurturing positive self-talk.
Well, we must remember, Barry, that words create worlds. Words create worlds. And it's why your work is so important. Words create worlds. And we're not always in control of what we think. Part of being human is we have some crazy thoughts, right? We do have some odd thoughts that enter our mind. And I've had some odd thoughts today, and you've maybe had some odd thoughts today. It's not like we wake up, and I doubt Barry Shore wakes up every day and just thinks nothing but good thoughts. Right now, you might think more good thoughts than other people think, but you don't think all good thoughts. So here's the power of positive self-talk. You're not always in control of what you think, but you are in control of what you say.
Wait a minute. I want you to say it again, because again, we got so many notes up on the board here. It's wonderful. Say it again, because we got a worldwide audience. And what this is better than gold. Gold, who cares? This is your life. Come on, let's hear it again on steroids.
Yeah, this is true. You are not always in control of what you think, but you are in control of what you say. So much of what you say drives how you think. In fact, we talk often about externalization, right? This idea of externalizing your thoughts, putting them out into the world, verbalizing what your thoughts are. When you externalize, when you verbalize your very own thoughts, they become 10 times more powerful than if you just left those same thoughts in your brain. And so it's incumbent upon us to externalize our thoughts. If you want to bring good into the world, you got to verbalize it. You got to speak it. Words create worlds. And there's a lot of neuroscience that supports the fact that externalization does create better health and more wealth. You're not always in control of what you think, but you're absolutely in control of what you say, and what you say drives how you think.
Look at what Jordan just shared with us. By the way, share is a great word, stands for spreading happiness and rejuvenating energy, which is what you're doing. He mentioned health and wealth. When you speak, when you externalize, when your words are positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, and they're oriented towards healthy living, you become healthier and wealthier. And again, who doesn't want that? I want to just mention, because you said it, and we're going to externalize it and verbalize it and visualize it. The words create the worlds. The only difference between words and worlds is the letter L. In this case, L for us stands for love. And I mention this specifically because when you love the words that you say, and the words that you say are positive, then you're also triggering in your mind good thoughts. When your thoughts are good, your words are good, your actions are good, you become a spiritual chiropractor, right, Jordan? Now, chiropractor, remember, you're not feeling good, they go, "Wah!" Well, that's physical. Spiritual chiropractors, you're aligning your thoughts, your words, and your deeds. I would like to share with you something that I think you're going to riff on and love. You ready?
I'm ready.
Self-talk. Self-talk is an amazing acronym. It stands for recognizing that you are a soul experiencing life fully, and here's where it comes, teaching always love and kindness. That's what talk stands for. Teaching always love and kindness. So you're teaching us now about mindset. Our mind is the driver of what we want to say, but we said, unless we effectively communicate it, then we're missing out on the power of transforming the world. So let's talk about effective communication. Give us some 3 Jordan tips that people can use right away. And again, everything you want to know about Jordan, just don't write it down, just listen. It's all at www.whatawonderfulworld.barryshore.com. Jordan Montgomery is there, and he's going to rock your world. Talk to us about more effective communication, please.
Well, first off, I think it's important to understand that when you are leading, you're communicating. When you're communicating, you're leading. The greatest leaders in the world are effective communicators. And effective communicators make great leaders. So it's incumbent upon us, if you want to lead, if you want to affect change, if you want to bring more joy and positivity into the world, you must become an effective communicator. There's 3 things I'll give to our listeners, Barry, that I think they'll find helpful. This is pragmatic. It's practical. Anybody can do it from anywhere. It takes no effort, no real talent. It does take intentionality and focus, okay? So you can do this from anywhere with anyone. 3 things. Number one, I think this, positivity wins. Positivity wins. Now, that sounds cliche, okay? Positivity wins. But I want to give you two practical tips to bring more positivity into the world. One of my goals, Barry, is to be the most positive person that my audience interacts with daily. Now, today that's a challenge because I'm on this show with you, right? So you all. <Good.
laughs> more challenge, the better it is, right?
Well, you're one of the most positive people I've experienced ever. So today this is a challenge, but that's a goal of mine. And listen, that just takes intentionality, right? I want to be positive. I want to be the most positive person that my audience interacts with daily. When I'm communicating, when I'm interacting with other human beings, part of what that means is I got to pull out. I want to pull out the positive. How do you pull out the positive? You ask intentional questions. You ask specific questions. Specific questions leads to a specific response. So if I want to pull out the positive in your life, Barry, sounds simple, and it is, but oftentimes it gets overlooked. I'm going to ask questions that solicit a positive response. Barry, tell me about the good in your life. Barry, tell me about the joy in your life. Barry, tell me about the things you're grateful for. Barry, tell me about what's going well today. Barry, tell me about the biggest win from this past week. What's going well? All of that engages you in a positive conversation. You're forced to speak about positive things. Now, that's called pulling out the positive. I'm going to follow that up with what I call a positivity bomb. It's a positivity bomb, okay? Anybody can do it with anyone from anywhere. Here it goes. I'm going to take everything that you just told me. I'm committing some of that to memory. So as you're sharing your responses, I'm committing that to memory. And I'm going to repeat it right back to you. Okay, so this morning I'm having a conversation with a young gentleman. He's married. He's got 3 young children. He's got a lot to be proud of. Now, he's hit a little bit of a bump in the road. But, he's got a good life. He's got a lot to be thankful for. And you know, so we start the conversation, and I'll just call him John for the purposes of today's conversation. I said, John, tell me about the good in your life. Well, I'm working out. You know, I feel healthier. Well, that's good. You know, tell me about some more good in your life. Well, business is brisk. It's going well. You know, what are you most thankful for today? Well, I'm thankful for my wife and my children. And I just get him to riff on what's going well. So at the end of that little segment, 2-minute segment of conversation, I drop the positivity bomb, right? So here it goes. So John, let me get this straight. Your business is going well. You feel healthier than you've been in a long time. Your marriage is strong. You have 3 wonderful, healthy children. You told me that the weather is starting to turn. You're excited about summer. You can't wait for your next meeting because it's the biggest meeting that you've had all month. You're super excited about it. Opportunity is right in front of you. Man, life is good for John, isn't it?
Yeah.
What life is good for John.
Yes. So
in communication, we pulled out the positive. We dropped the positivity bomb. And it totally changes not what people heard you say. It changes the way that you made them feel. And that's the point, right? People don't always remember what you said, but they do remember the way that you made them feel. That's Maya Angelou, right? And, yes. And she's so spot on. I won't necessarily remember everything that you said in this conversation, Barry, but I will absolutely remember the way that you made me feel. That's a part of effective communication. The second thing that I'll say is this. We must pay attention to me-centered versus you-centered conversation. We must pay attention to me-centered versus you-centered conversation. Dale Carnegie famously said, a person's favorite sound is their own name.
Yes, Jordan, it is.
Isn't that true? That's their favorite sound. And their favorite topic is them. Their favorite sound is their own name, and their favorite topic is them. So if that's true, then we have to focus our communication on other people. But what are we taught in communication? You know, a lot of the salespeople that I work with, they're taught to talk about their process, their product, their platform, their company, and we lose people.
Wait a minute. Thank God they met you. Because if they keep doing that, their sales will be, they may make some, but they're not going to do the hockey stick. Thank you, Jordan. We need you.
Well, it's just the truth, right? We're all wired to think a little bit more about ourselves than others because
on that note, let's hold there for truth. Because we have truth in business. We have sponsors, thank God, that love our show and bring out things. Wait till you see these two. And we'll be right back after this with more Jordan Montgomery, whose name spells joy. Back right after this. Imagine
the kind of place you would want to shop for your favorite fur baby pet. HonestPets.co. Well, you found it. HonestPets.co, not .com, .co. This is your go-to spot for the best, the cleanest pet treats that exist anywhere on the planet. All of the brands go through a rigorous review to make sure they meet the high standards of cleanliness, health benefits, and naturalness. This site was started by a husband and wife team, and it's veteran-owned, and that care about pets, especially dogs and cats, and coming soon, bird treats. These are very nice young people who really care about making a difference, because a portion of proceeds go to support veteran organizations with a focus on service dogs. This is the place where you want to go. You want to tell your friends. This has the finest, yummiest, freshest, all-natural treats and stuff for your fur baby. So go there, honestpets.co. HonestPets.co. Do it now. Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved beings. As most of you know, I am 72 years chronologically and recovering from being a quadriplegic. But now, to stay active, I swim 2 miles a day, 6 days a week. Hello. Now, you can imagine I know a thing or two about aches and pains. And until recently, I thought they're just part of the fact of life you deal with every day. But then I tried 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking their convenient packs 3 times a day, and I can tell you, I am feeling noticeably better. You hear that? Noticeably better. Relief Factor is giving me more oomph and less oomph. And the secret, I've been told because I investigated, is there are 4 ingredients. 4 key ingredients. Each one supports a different metabolic pathway in the body, which allows the inflammation that I may have to get reduced from my back, my hips, or my knee. And if you have everyday aches and pains, I urge you to check out Relief Factor. It's 100% drug-free and designed to be taken every single day. It's not going to hurt your tummy. You can get out and you can stay out of pain. So to make this really easy and to make it so there's no barrier, you really want to do this, go to relieffactor.com/joy, relieffactor.com/joy, and check out their quick start program. It's a 3-week program discounted to $19.95, and the founders, a father and son team named Seth and Pete Talbert, they are here to get rid of aches and pains. So do what I did. Go to relieffactor.com/joy. Order the 3-week quick start for yourself. You'll be glad you did.
Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. We found good in a two-legged being. His name is Jordan Montgomery, and he has already shared with us the ability for you to have 17,000 positive thoughts every day that you intentionally control. And he showed us already how you can blow up the box. You don't have to be inside, outside. Blow it up and learn how to become an ask-hole. What did I say, Jordan? An ask-hole. Did I get your attention? Because ask stands for always seeking kindness, helping others live exuberantly. That's what you are, Jordan. You just told me. You ask specific questions. You're an ask-hole. You weren't expecting that one, kid, right?
I wasn't. You got me. But that's good. I'm going to use that.
Yeah, good. We're here to serve. Okay, we're talking about 3 simple, practical things that you can do to improve your mindset, have effective communication, and become a leader for yourself, your family, and everybody you meet, and less about talking about your product, your service, when you're talking to someone else, and speak about them, because everybody cares about me. Jordan, keep us on the path, please.
Positivity wins, right? That's number one. If you want to be an effective communicator, bring good into the world, positivity wins. Barry, you bring positivity into the world, right? We're talking about 3 truths of effective communication. Number 2 is that you-centered communication wins. Not me-centered, but you-centered communication, focused on others. As I've studied you, Barry, you are you-centered. You make other people feel like they matter, right? You make other people feel important. So positivity wins. You-centered communication matters. The third important piece of effective communication is that clarity matters. As communicators, we want to be crystal clear. George Bernard Shaw said the single greatest problem in communication is the illusion that it has taken place.
I want you to repeat it only because it happens every day, all day, right?
Yes.
Say it again.
Yeah, the single greatest problem in communication is the illusion that it has taken place. You know, we feel like, well, just because I said it, they should remember it. I already said that. They should know. I already said that. They should remember. I already said that. Well, just because you said it doesn't mean that they heard it, believe it, or will do it. Just because you said it, if you're communicating, doesn't mean that other people heard it, believe it, or will do it. So what does that mean for us? As effective communicators, you must repeat yourself over and over and over again to be incredibly clear, because clarity matters. So Barry, I've taken note of this just in watching you in the last 20 to 30 minutes. You've said many of the same things repeatedly. Why? Because you're an effective communicator. And what you understand is what most effective communicators understand. It's that people need to hear something 7 or 8 times before it sticks. People need to hear something 7 or 8 times before it sticks. So if you're the CEO of your organization, if you're the CEO of your show, if you're the CEO of your own life, hopefully most of you are, it means that you're also the CRO. You are the chief reminding officer. You're in charge of reminding people of what matters. And the best parents, the best teachers, the best leaders, the best business people, what do? They remind people over and over and over again about what matters. They stay on topic. They're not just the CEO, they're the CRO. How does that play out practically? If you think about this, here's what you're going to say. Next time you communicate with a group, an audience, somebody that you care about, you're going to say this. Here's what I'm going to tell you. Then you're going to tell them, and then you're going to tell them what you just told them. Right? Barry, I've watched you do that now several times. Here's what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you, here's what I just told you. Clarity matters. You're not just the CEO, you're also the CRO. So quick recap, positivity wins, you-centered communication matters, and clarity matters. Those are the three pieces to effective communication.
Jordan Montgomery, you are a miracle worker. And I say it specifically as a miracle worker. Ready for this? So you know when you communicate and you share this with people, you talk about the word impossible, right? People use that word sometimes. And you say, read impossible as I'm possible. We all know that one, correct? Mm. I want you to look at the word miracle. I love words. You do too. The word miracle, you can reshape those same letters and it becomes two words. I'm clear. I'm clear. You're the miracle worker, Jordan. You just did it. Remember, your name spells joy, J-O-Y, and all the things in between we can talk about. So you are a miracle worker because you're enabling people to transform those 17,000 positive, purposeful, powerful, pleasant thoughts and to channel them and so they become a cog. Now, cog, sometimes people say, well, cog's a small part in a big machine. That's true, except when you understand what COG stands for. COG stands for a channel of goodness, a child of God. And therefore, the machine can't work without you. We need you. You are the essence of success in life. So when you talk now, I want to make mention, I asked you to give over some quotes that are favorites of yours and some books. And you mentioned Coach Wooden. Now, I'm looking at you, Jordan. We have not met before. Prior to this, in terms of physically seeing you, I've seen on your site and such. To me, you're an athlete. Were you an athlete at any time in your life?
I was an athlete, yes.
So athletes bring to the world a certain kind of understanding of life that not everybody has. And that is the ability to understand life is a 3D process: decision, discipline, and determination. You're there to win. You're there to play, of course. Playing is wonderful. I want to play. I want to win. Why? Because I'm not winning for me. I'm part of a team, right? Mm. When you recognize that there is no such thing as alone in the world, alone is the word all one. When you're part of the team, together everyone achieves, not more, together everyone achieves miracles. Now, Coach Wooden, I'm going to just mention for you for a minute because I think you'll like this again. You've heard it and you know it. I was taught the power of time by Coach Wooden. Wow! How? I heard him speak. He told this great story, Jordan, which I know you know, and but it resonates, and we'll use it as a jumping off point for you to teach us more. He calls practice at his time. So practice then that morning was 7:02. Everybody had to be there at 7:02, suit up and get in. Okay, by 7:01, almost everybody's there except for one person, the star player. Mm. Everybody's in there, they're playing, 7:02, 7:03, and the star player walks in at 7:02, sits down, takes off his stuff, and gets ready to go in. Coach says, excuse me, sit there, I'll be all right with you. And he talks, and comes back 5 minutes later, and he said, okay, coach, I'm ready, but no, I called practice at 7:02. You weren't here. But coach, I'm late by a minute. He says, do you know the value of a minute in a basketball game? He didn't let him practice that day. He didn't let him play that day, Jordan. They didn't win. Didn't matter. That particular player went on to say that was the greatest lesson he ever learned in life. Changed his whole perspective. That's what Jordan Montgomery does. That's what he's doing with us right now. Mindset. He's talking about inspiration and focus, intentionality and focus, right? Isn't that what you taught us? That's called IF, by the way. Everyone teach people what IF stands for? Intentionality and focus. So let's talk now a little bit more about leadership. You said, I'm not just the CEO of my life, I'm the CRO. What do I want to remind myself of on a regular basis? How do I lead myself and therefore, God willing, my family and therefore, God willing, my team and therefore make an impression on the world at large?
Well, I think it's important for all of us to remember, Barry, that the most difficult person to lead is the person in the mirror.
You got it, Montgomery.
You know, it's easy to come on a show and talk about some ideas and share some principles and share some positivity. We get to do that today. It's much more difficult to go live that out. So I have to continue to remind myself that, right? As someone who communicates publicly, who teaches and trains and equips, I have to walk my talk. And for me, in my journey, the most difficult person to lead is the man in the mirror. It's myself. John Maxwell famously said that leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less. So everyone listening, if you have any form of influence over your children, in your community, at your place of work, and your circle of friends, if you have influence, you are by definition a leader. You're a leader. Now, if you want to become a better leader, it's important to remember that you are leading yourself first and foremost. The most difficult person to lead is the person in the mirror. But here's the question that I get, Barry, all of the time. How do I become a more effective leader? And I get this particularly from either young people or people that are new to a sphere of influence. So they're new to a job, they're new to a community, they're new to a circle of friends. How do I lead? How do I grow in my influence? If you want to become a great leader, you must first become a great follower. Learning to follow is actually the first step in leadership. And I think we want to bypass that, right? We feel like because we lead, we don't follow. It's quite the opposite. Mm-hmm. The best leaders on planet Earth, you're a leader, Barry. And what do you do all day, every day? You learn from other people. I can see it in you, right? I've watched that in you. You are constantly soaking up knowledge and experience from the people around you. People younger than you, people that have less experience than you, because you have a mind that says, I'm willing to learn. I can learn something from every person that I meet and from every situation that I'm in. That's the mindset of a leader. John Wooden famously said, it's what you learn after you know it all that counts. And it's so fun to sit here and have this conversation with you, somebody who's so wise, who's experienced so much, who has such a deep desire to grow and learn. And I commend you for that.
I'm humbled and honored. And I am telling you, wonderful Jordan, that this show is eliciting more comments from people than we've had in months. Because people, we're touching the raw being. And first of all, I'm going to ask you, will you come back again another time?
I would love to come back. I would love to come back.
We're going to we have to wrap it up now. I can't believe the time has gone by that fast, but it's just, Roxy says yes. I want to tell you three things. Number one, your wife is a treasure. I've interacted with her. We have some things. So just be aware. The wife, the counterpart, you don't exist one against the other. It's a union, and it's so wonderful. In union, of course, the you comes before the I. Remember that and talk about community as well. You comes before the I. Jordan, you got 80 seconds to answer this question. Ready? What is your most fervent desire? 80 seconds.
My most fervent desire is to be respected the most by people who know me the best. That's it.
That's a wow. Wow stands for words of wisdom, words of wonder. Thank you so much. Okay, I'm going to do in front of almost 370,000 people, giving you a big hug. You ready? Hug stands for harmonizing, unlimited giving. 1, 2, 3. The joy of living with your humble host, Barry Shore. Everything you want to know about Jordan and more, www.whatawonderfulworld.barryshore.com. Remember the three fundamentals of life. Number one, life. Your life has purpose. You lead a purpose-driven life. You can go mad. Make a difference. Uncover the secrets and the power of everyday words and terms. Like www, smile, seeing miracles in life every day. Seeing miracles in everyday life, as my 8-year-old niece said to us. Create the kind of world you want to live in, as Jordan has been teaching us, causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. Use four-letter words: live, love, life, grow, gift, free, hope, holy, pray, play, and tell the world, F-U, capital N, capital N. And where'd you hear that? The joy of living. Say thank you 3 times a day, every single day for the rest of your life, consciously and conscientiously. Thank to harmonize and network kindness. Everyone you meet is fighting a battle you know nothing about. Therefore, be kind always. Keep inspiring noble deeds like Jordan has shown us. You're the leader. It's your mindset. You make a difference in the world. Jordan, we're so happy that you're here. Thank you so much. It is a delight, everybody. Our blessing to you is go forth. Live exuberantly. Spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. Go mad. Go make a difference.